yesterday on social media, if you saw people using Me Too, just those two simple words, and you were waking up and trying to figure out what it was, just like I did, and I asked Cassidy, who put that on her profile, you started to hear some stories, and this is what made it really conflicting for me yesterday, is I wanted to click like on that post because I was appreciative of hearing people step out of their comfort zone and talk about sexual assault and abuse that happened to them. But I just hated the idea of liking something like that.
I saw a lot of likes, a lot of hearts, and a lot of the sad faces. I think, you know, I don't think a lot of women put it out there for attention. It's like, this is finally, for some women, their opportunity to have the courage to speak up. I got messages from friends who were like, thank you for sharing your story. It makes me feel better, but I still, you know, one of my friends, she's a mother of three, a grown woman, married, and she's like, something happened to me when I was in college that I still haven't told anybody about. So she told me all about it, sent me the guy's picture, told me the whole story, and she's like, I can't tell anybody, even though this day of all days is encouraging us to be able to share that. So it's hard. I think it's really, it's a difficult thing to
see. Cassidy, your life kind of started off that way.
Well, no, it didn't start that way. It didn't happen until I was 18. So I'm one of the lucky women who didn't like have any abuse or anything like that. I had a perfect childhood.
I'm talking about starting off like womanhood, where you're now.
Yeah, it was like literally probably the week I turned 18, the week after, you know, it was like a guy that was waiting for legality, I think, and just took advantage of that. So that is how I lost that card that so many people refer to. And it was not only scary, but I think the hardest part about it was that it warped my idea of what that kind of relationship looks like when it's healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, as a girl who, like, I always had boyfriends and stuff like that, but it was really important to me to, like, be in love when that happened for the first time. And I certainly was not, because someone else decided when my first time would be, and had a bunch of men conspire to make it happen. And I was in a situation where a bunch of older men who, you know, I thought I could trust, it was guys that I worked with at a restaurant, the month between graduating high school and going to college. And it was like, cool older guys, they're our bosses. And you're like, this is such a cool environment. And then all of them turned on me, and I had nobody to help me in my time of need. So just, you know, I went off to college and had a very big struggle with what that type of thing should look like for a young lady, what it actually means to be in a healthy relationship. And I really struggled with who I was as a person. It was a really rough year. I kept it for a secret and finally told my parents, probably more than a year after it happened, told my parents and my brother, and like the weight was lifted. So I would encourage people, you know, on one hand, I'm angry that we have to do this. And on one hand, I'm angry that it takes like a Hollywood scandal for us to have the courage to speak up. But I think it's really empowering and encouraging for anybody to know that you are not alone.
Well, you're definitely not.
Yeah.
And I know Brando and I have talked to you several times off air about what happened in your past.
Yeah.
And if you ever need an outlet of people to talk to, obviously the two of us are very receptive to hearing your story, and anybody else's too.
I'm here if, you know, maybe you've never met me, but you just like someone to talk to. No, I've been there a couple times, and I'm here to listen. So I think that this is good because it opens the floodgates for us to support each other more as people, and to be more open with the human experiences we've been through. So me too.
Well, thank you for telling your story, Cassidy. Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch.